Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Wynn Resorts Limited, a leading luxury resort and casino operator known for its iconic properties in Las Vegas, Macau, and Boston. Wynn Resorts is recognized for its commitment to providing high-end experiences, exceptional service, and world-class entertainment. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the hospitality and gaming industry. Let's dive in.
Wynn Resorts has built a strong brand in the luxury hospitality and gaming industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases look? Risk aversion and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in property development and customer engagement strategies.
Risk aversion plays a significant role in Wynn Resorts' decision-making, particularly in property development and customer engagement strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial losses, such as focusing on expanding their existing luxury properties and maintaining high standards of service rather than taking risks on new markets or innovative offerings that could disrupt their traditional business model. The availability heuristic is another key factor, where Wynn Resorts might focus on promoting their most successful properties and high-profile events, potentially overlooking less obvious opportunities to attract different customer segments or innovate within the luxury market.
This focus on maintaining high standards and promoting successful properties has helped Wynn Resorts build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and brand strength in the luxury sector.
Exactly. Wynn Resorts' emphasis on stability and reinforcing their core strengths has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the luxury hospitality and gaming industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as consumer preferences continue to evolve.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Wynn Resorts Limited. As a global luxury resort and casino operator with a diverse customer base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Wynn Resorts given their role in providing luxury experiences to a diverse global clientele and maintaining a workforce that reflects the diverse communities they serve. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for creating inclusive and culturally relevant experiences. A diverse workforce can help Wynn Resorts better understand the preferences and expectations of their customers, leading to more innovative and effective service offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining the high standards of service that Wynn Resorts is known for.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like hospitality and gaming, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Wynn Resorts not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of guests, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible luxury hospitality. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Wynn Resorts operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving hospitality and gaming market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Wynn Resort's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the luxury hospitality and gaming sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new properties and expanding into new markets. Risk aversion might make Wynn Resorts more inclined to focus on enhancing their existing properties and services, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive. In a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation, environmental sustainability, and the demand for personalized luxury experiences, the availability heuristic might drive them to focus on promoting their most iconic properties and events, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in emerging markets and innovative hospitality trends.
This adaptability is key for Wynn Resorts, especially as they face competition from both traditional luxury hotels and newer, more innovative hospitality brands. Their ability to innovate while maintaining high standards of service is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Wynn Resorts' success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established properties and services, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and guests value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by changing market dynamics and consumer expectations.
Now, let's compare Wynn Resorts Limited to other companies in the luxury hospitality and gaming sector like Las Vegas Sands, MGM Resorts International, and Caesars Entertainment. How do Wynn Resorts' behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Wynn Resorts' dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the luxury hospitality and gaming sector, such as Las Vegas Sands, MGM Resorts International, and Caesars Entertainment, particularly in their approach to property development, customer engagement, and market adaptation. Wynn Resorts' emphasis on maintaining high standards of luxury and service appeals to investors looking for consistency in the luxury sector. Las Vegas Sands, known for its focus on integrated resorts and global expansion, appeals to those interested in growth through large-scale developments in emerging markets. MGM Resorts International, with its strong focus on entertainment and diversified hospitality offerings, offers a more dynamic approach to the gaming industry, while Caesars Entertainment's emphasis on accessible luxury and mass market appeal positions it as a leader in the broader gaming market. Wynn Resorts' focus on balancing luxury with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike Las Vegas Sands or MGM Resorts, which have a broader focus on integrated resorts or entertainment, Wynn Resorts' strength lies in its ability to maintain a strong, recognizable brand in the luxury hospitality market, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Wynn Resorts, the focus on luxury and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the hospitality and gaming sectors.
To sum up, Wynn Resorts Limited's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their property development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Wynn Resorts' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.